when it comes to Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had intended to make Umrah with his companions, the 6th year of Hijrah, and they went to Makkah. Just outside Makkah, they camped in the place known as Hudaybiyah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was there. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions were denied entry into Makkah. They were told after the agreement that, look, come back the following year. And the agreement was signed. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we intended Umrah and we should go in no matter what happens. Why should we agree to come back next year? I don't want to do this. I want to go in now. Let us go. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you know, I am a messenger of Allah. I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I told you we will go for Umrah, I did not say that it has to be this year. So we will come back next year. Anyway, he was quite upset in his heart. And as he walked away, he was upset up to the degree that revelation came down when Allah revealed the opening verses of Surah Al-Fath.
Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina.
Indeed, we have granted you a clear victory, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and some of the companions asked, is this a victory? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, it is. It is revelation from Allah. Then he was happy. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu later on says that in my life, I engaged in so much of seeking forgiveness of Allah, so much of charity, and so much of fasting, and I freed so many of the slaves because I feared the speech that I had on the day of Hudaybiyah must never be held against me. Subhanallah. Because obviously it hurt his heart. How could it have hurt his heart? It only hurt his heart for a good reason, because he was a fearless man. He wanted to go in and he was saying, let's go. So this is why he says that I continued to do good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and bless every single one of us.